It says in verse 8, the wise are glad to be instructed. The wise are glad to be instructed. You know, when somebody comes and tells you how to do something, you need to listen. At least listen. You may know everything about it. You may know more about what it is than he's telling you, but at least listen, because you can't ever tell. They might know something you don't know. You know? I mean, even a young guy might walk up and, you know, in fact, I got tickled. One of the men I was dealing with today, he said, you know, when I was a young man, there was a guy that worked out in the hangar there, and he said, I walked in there one day, and he's talking about this dope. Some of you may not know what I'm talking about. It's a stuff you paint on the wing of a fabric airplane to make the fabric tight. It's like gasoline almost. It's paint, and it was very volatile. And he said the guy was out there doping the wing, and he's smoking a cigarette. And he said, I told him, I said, sir, don't you know that stuff is volatile? He said, get out of here, punk. He said, I've been doing this for 30 years. I know more about doping airplanes. I've done more doping airplanes in my sleep. But he said, sir, that stuff's volatile. He said, get out of here. He said, okay. So he said, I left. And he said, I hadn't got 50 yards away from the shop, and I heard an explosion. And I went back down there, and there was this guy laying there all burned and everything all over. Hey, he might have been extremely brilliant about doping airplanes, but he was pretty dopey when he's smoking that cigarette. When the fumes come just right, when he stuck that drug and that thing turned red on end, bam! It ignited that stuff and it blew up everything around him, including the airplane. Nearly killed him. Now then, was he wise? Not at all, was he? See, if he'd have been wise, he'd have said, well, maybe I've done this for 30 years. I've never had a fire. What are you talking about, kid? He said, well, it sits right there on the can. Highly volatile. Maybe I ought to put this cigarette out. You know? That's just like, how many people have I told about batteries? Don't ever charge a battery and smoke around a battery. Why, Thurman? Ain't no big deal. Yeah, it is. When it's charging, it's giving off a very highly explosive gas. Hydrogen. Hydrogen's not very explosive, is it? Just a little bomb, you know. But did you know that I have seen people that won't, that are not wise, they're working in a place, and again, they're either smoking or using an open flame or something, and they got a battery charger there, charging the battery, you know, and the fumes, you can see the fumes coming up out of it. That's hydrogen. It's highly volatile. If so, that gets all trapped around in the inside of your car. You know? And you think, well, what's the big deal? We go to take the charger cables off. Oh, don't turn it off. Oh, no big deal. Start to take it off. One little spark, and you got a hydrogen bomb just blew up right in front of your face, and it blows acid in your face. You better hope you got a good pair of sunglasses on, because if you don't have, it may blind you. But see, wise people will listen whenever people give instruction, whether it be old or young or whatever. But people that are not wise won't accept instructions.
I didn't need a mic.
Oh, yes, you do.
I was just going to say that, you know, that might not even have blown up. Did he not have such a bad attitude?
Sure, you're absolutely right. Yeah, yeah. And maybe that's how he got by with it for 30 years. You know, maybe. But all of a sudden, the Lord's given him a chance, and then all of a sudden, the Lord sends this little guy by to tell him what he's doing is wrong. But he's not willing to listen. I've done this too many years, so I'm wise. I know everything. I've done this for 10 or 20 years. You dumb, stupid little kid, you can't tell me nothing. Hey, you better listen to them dumb, stupid little kids sometimes. They're not as dumb as you think. You know that? You know? So the wise are glad to be instructed, but babbling fools fall flat on their faces. This guy fell flat on his back when this thing blew up. I mean, he was there, burned, and everything else. And the man said he was really hurt. Now, did he have to go there? No. All he had to do was listen to a little instruction. But just like you said, since he wouldn't, then the Lord says, okay, I've sent somebody by. I have watched over you and protected you all this time. All these 30 years you've been doing this, and you've been lucky. No, you ain't been lucky. I've been protecting you. But now then, I sent somebody by to tell you the truth, and you wouldn't listen. So now then, since you're not willing to listen, I'm going to show you what this stuff does. And it did. You reckon anybody have to tell him the stuff's explosive next time? I hope not. If they do, he's really not very wise, is he? When he gets out of the hospital, you know, after being burned and everything else with all that stuff and all the, every time he looks at himself and all the skin that's burned and the scars and everything. Hey, every time you start to put a cigarette in your mouth, think, is there any of that dope around open anywhere? Isn't that amazing? You know, so that stuff's, but the wise are glad to be instructed, but babbling fools fall flat on their face or maybe on their back. You can fall either way. Babbling fools. Now, that's what that man was, unfortunately. God's telling us there. Verse 9. People with integrity have firm footing. You reckon it's nice to be a man of integrity? Do you want to be known as a man or a woman of integrity? The Lord says, people with integrity have firm footing, but those who follow crooked paths slip and fall. Isn't that amazing? You can be a man of not integrity, and let's say, brother, I'm not a man of no integrity, and you're a man of great integrity. You and me go to step off this platform together, and you step off and it's slick, but you don't even fall. Now slip and fall and break my back. Isn't that amazing? Oh, somebody said, well, just a coincidence. He didn't fall, but Thurman did. No, I'm going to tell you one day, if you're a man of integrity, this word works. I remember one day as we were working on our house, the back door going outside, I had didn't have no carpet down, had the threshold down and everything, and I was in a hurry, and it rained the night before, and all that silt had washed right out in front of the back door, and it was like glass. It was so slick. I stepped up on that threshold, stepped down just like this. When I did, my foot went, and as it done, the other one went right there with it. And I fell right on my back, backwards, from standing straight up. And I throw this arm down like this, and it hit right on that threshold, and then right across my back right there. And I said, Lord, thank you that you said that I would never break a bone if I'd be obedient. And I stood up, and I didn't even have a bruise or a mark. I'm telling you, when you call God in remembrance of His promises, even though you do slip, He will still protect you if you're walking obedient to His Word. Now, I could have laid there and said, oh, I broke my back. Because that's what it felt like when I first hit. On that arm, I could have said the wrong things. But I didn't. I stood up and said, Lord, thank you. And I began to claim His promises. And I didn't even have a bruise. Now, what do you think the chances are to a man, at that time I was about 67 years old, to slip with both feet like that and go down backwards, flat down, right over a threshold, which is setting up on a concrete slab about this high above the ground. So, you know what I mean, don't you, Keith? And my arm hit just like that, bam, and then right across your back and be able to get up and not even have a bruise. You know? I know young men that could have broke their back. You know what I mean too, don't you, brother? Because look what he says. People with integrity have firm footing. Did you know all the years I walked around in the food industries as an engineer, almost all those years I wore boots. And a lot of times the boots had leather soles. And the floors I walked on a lot of times were extremely slick. In fact, they bought people shoes that had really good holding because people worked in the dish room, in the food prep areas. Things were slick on the floor. And they were always having somebody slip and fall. And in all those years, I never slipped and fell one time. One day I walked out through there with a guy and had the boots on. He had a pair of tennis shoes on and he was slipping. He said, how in the world are you walking on this floor and not even slipping? I said, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord and he don't slip and fall. But that's the way, that's the integrity I walked in with God. So he didn't let me slip and fall. I never slipped and fell. We had all kinds of people that wore the right shoes that's made for those kind of floors. They still slipped and fell. But you could go back and check them, and this is what they would be. But those who follow crooked paths will slip and fall. One of the men that slipped and fell and hurt his back, we found out that this man had been taking big chunks of sirloin steaks. He was in cahoots with the man that brought the laundry. When the guy come in to get the dirty laundry, when he'd go to leave, they'd go back by the freezer, and this guy would take a bunch of those high-dollar steaks, these filet steaks that were frozen, and they'd put them in among the laundry. Of course, they're all in plastic sealed. They'd put the laundry in. The guy'd walk right through the kitchen, right out to his truck, put the laundry in, and drive off with $500 worth of high-dollar steaks. We could never figure out where they were going. We just knew we were coming up short. But one day, I'm really paying attention. I'm watching everything, and I see these guys go by there. And I had ways to know what was going on in those places with all the security stuff and the cameras and everything that I had access to that nobody else knew I had. And I saw this guy taking these steaks one day. So I confronted him with this. Man, he denied it. I didn't do that. I said, I saw you do this. I know you guys put those steaks in there. And I said, I'm going to watch you. Well, that was my mistake. I should have never told him. I shouldn't have told him. So anyway, I went to the general manager and told the general manager. And so the general manager said, okay, if you saw him do it, Thurman, we know you're a man of integrity. So we're going to take him out of that area and put him in the dish room. And so they did. They put him in the dish room. He worked in the dish room 2 weeks. And he slipped one day and fell across a cart and damaged his back. And he was out of business, but wound up costing the company a lot of money. We had to pay for his sin. You know, most people don't understand that. But people today don't pay for their own sin. If they work for a big company, their companies pay for their sin. Isn't that a shame? But that's why insurance and taxes and everything else are so high. Because people with integrity have firm footing. But those who follow crooked paths will slip and fall.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.